Imports?
I used to love Pure One Imports.
Pure One?
As a kid, it was the damnedest thing. It was like the most suburban thing that I could have done. Was I enjoyed going to Pure One.
Did you like sitting in those big chairs, or what was it? What was the defining moment?
Wandering around in the candle section and like taking my fingernail and just putting a line every now and then, in a random one.
Rebel.
Yeah. Someone's going to regret this later.
It's like, somebody will notice this and return it based on the fact that there's this much of an indentation.
I just imagine little Dan, like, walking around and in your head being like, he's wanted, dead or alive.
No, I don't think they played that on
Radio Oz.
Yeah. So.
Radio Oz. I remember going there for Cub Scouts and being incredibly disappointed.
Oh, I know what was playing in your head. It was the James Bond techno remix.
I was going to say James Bond Jr. theme. That would have been about the right time.
I never saw that one, actually.
It was bad.
I believe it.
Sounds bad.
Picture MacGyver as a teenager, then say that he's the offspring of James Bond, and then throw in the Captain Planet.
Was there a mullet?
Yes, there was.
Nice.
I imagine that it was probably the Lion King soundtrack. Still.
Well, you know,
every time I drive Excelsior Boulevard, Highway 100, I remember the building where Radio Oz was. And I can't unsee that that's that building.
Yeah.
Damnedest thing.
Every time I go up to the cabin, and if Lion King ever comes on, I start busting up laughing because of you two. And Mayanna still doesn't get it. I'm like, never mind.
It's a you had to be there thing.
It was the best viewing of that movie I've ever had.
On 3 inches ever. Yeah.
There may or may not have been unsober people involved.
It helped.
Play it again.
It helped.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
I did? Well.
Mainly because I didn't think you were actually going to do it. Then all of a sudden I heard the... I'm like, son of a bitch.
Ah, good times.
Oh, that was fun.
But I believe you fell asleep on the table.
I might have.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rule out that possibility, but yeah. I dreamed of lions and
kings?
Africa.
That would explain the screaming.
Was there lion kings there?
There might have been king lions.
All right.
I don't know.
They're all kings to me.
Lions playing chess. But it's only the kings. It's not really doing that much.
I do remember having a very vivid
one
dream where instead of Simba, it was actually Jonathan Taylor Thomas in that setting. So like when he's running away from the bison and shit, I'm like, run, JTT, run!
Well, you know.
See, I thought of it, but much like the South Park episode where Token goes and joins the lions. It's JTT, but dressed up kind of like... as a lion, like
this was like him dressed up as Randy from Home Improvement.
I made him like at least cats level,
cat like,
yeah. I mean the show.
Oh, the
cats. Like he had done like extensive makeup to
so
blend
he
him, but he's
like
still
Rumble
definitely
teaser?
Him.
Or perhaps, oh god, I can't even think of another character's name.
Lemmy
Winks. Nope, that's too
Lemmy Winks. Yeah, of course. Gloves and Boots mentions one. It's something Jack.
I just remember Candle
Jack. No, that's Candle Jack's the villain from Freakazoid.
Isn't it Rumble Jerry and or no
Rumble
it's,
Tumpster?
It's Rumble Tumpster. This episode of Buffering is brought to you by Cats the Musical. Don't go see it; you'll ruin your childhood.
Something Brutus. Tumble Brutus.
Brutus Tumbleweed. That sounds like a Western doctor.
I think Tumble Brutus is a character name.
Mungle Jerry? Tumble Jerry. And there's Rumple Teaser. Mungo Jerry. I think it's Mungo Jerry.
I literally know nothing about Cats the Musical.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Nothing.
Except for I saw a brief snippet of it involving
Bill
Brian
Bailey
Blessed,
slash
and that
Tumble
was
Brutus.
Tumble Brutus? Really?
Tumble Brutus.
I just remember going to see it as a little kid and being like, what the fuck is going on?
I've never seen it.
Aren't cats.
Yeah.
Those are furries. I still fucking loved it. There's a tire that lifts the old lady cat into the air from nothing. Nothing!
You're really selling it for me. I tell you. It's on the list.
I wasn't
now.
Trying to sell it. I just remember as a little kid sitting there going, fucking A. This is beautiful. I don't know what's going on. There's cats that are ladies and men and one who looks kind of like David Bowie that comes out and sings on people.
That was David Bowie.
My God. I knew it.
Wouldn't that be something?
So this would be a good time to start episode 118.
Oh, God, we haven't started yet?
No, well, technically, no. A lot of it will be kind of brought into the fold. But
fair enough.
There has to be that initial introduction of sorts.
Yeah.
So, Nick, Dave, thank you very much for joining us for episode 118.
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah.
It is our pleasure.
For our mad ramblings that are going on so far. Indeed. And we there is actual news this week.
Cool.
And news that we actually skipped over from last week,
hey.
That I thought could still be revived.
Poor neglected news.
Yes, sad,
the worst
sad
kind
news.
Of news.
one that it made sense to skip because I don't know who really would get impacted by this, but everybody loves Raymond. United States of Terror and Ghost Whisperer are coming to Hulu, according to the Huffington Post. Along with, well, there are a couple other ones that I think could have been featured, which would have made this more interesting for me. Like Taxi, The Brady Bunch, Melrose Place, Laverne and Shirley, and Seventh Heaven. Like,
Brady Bunch?
I just bought the complete series on DVD. I am disappointed. I would have known.
And that's the thing. Like, I always have that problem with iTunes or Netflix where I'll buy something and then it's available to rent for free.
I'm not being stupid. I just bought the complete Brady Bunch for $40 on eBay. Came in a shag carpeted DVD set.
Of course it did. Okay, well, you're getting bonus features,
well,
though.
I suppose.
And that's the one thing where I will still, if I really enjoyed a movie, I will, like for the Lego movie, which we were all talking about before, that's one where I will wait and buy the Blu-ray so I have all of the bonus features and all the goofy shit that goes with it.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely.
But, I am actually excited to see Taxi on Hulu, because it'd be interesting to see Andy Kaufman, because I haven't really seen a lot of it.
Indeed. Go ahead.
No, well, the other thing I was going to say is actually, Dave, a story that I would throw your way specifically, because there is a Fraggle Rock spinoff coming to Hulu.
I did not know that.
It is a Doozers.
Oh, fantastic.
Series. And I'm hoping... Okay, here we go. I got a little demo thing I'm going to show you.
Oh, there
if it will...
Full screen, so that we can see
so
it.
So you can see it. We'll,
tablet.
We'll
My
just...
My God, it's 3D. Ah!
It's kind of like Disney Channel, adorable, like, rounded-off corner kind of style.
I don't know if I like it. It's like a Bug's Life meets Doozers.
Go like this. Huh. I feel like they're not communist enough.
Nope.
No.
Where are all the Doozer sticks?
Yeah. I mean, maybe you don't have to have the actual Fraggles around, but yeah, they were building, towers with the radish sticks.
Yeah, the radish sticks, the Doozer sticks. Oh, because they're Doozers.
How many do-related puns will be in each episode is my question.
At least
five.
Doozers!
Huh.
And I imagine there'll be a lot of rhyming as well. I feel like somebody will be called a doozer loser.
Ooh. Oh, yep.
That should be a pool, because you've got to win it. I mean, that is
I hope
clearly
I hope it's
that.
The gorge.
But at the same time, it'd have to be a couple... Like, you'd almost have to say, okay, I think that the loser doozer is going to be... Third episode.
Yeah, I mean, you'd want to place...
Break it down.
Place the different names you think are going to come up in order.
Mm-hmm.
Doozer Bruiser.
Mm-hmm. Doozer. A bully Doozer. Yeah. You know that's going to happen.
The Doozer Bruiser.
Doozer Cruiser.
Yep.
So it's somebody invents some sort of vehicle, and it is a step above whatever they have, so it's cool.
It's the Doozer Chooser. And then they die. End series.
The highly controversial episode, The Doozer Boozer.
Ooh.
I'm going to make so many towers out. Oh,
that's an
carrots.
After-school special episode right there. Yeah. We've got to teach you.
Fermented radish.
Ooh. Yeah. Look at you messed up.
Snozzberries.
What I want to know is now, how many years has it been since the Doozers were an actual thing on television? 20 years?
At least 30 years at this
point. So if someone's thinking to themselves,
I think so,
is now the time to bring this back?
Well, I think it's Disney, you know, making a play with
has the rights,
all of their everything rights.
Well, but you have, in my mind, you're having a meeting and you're thinking, all right, we have this Fraggle Rock thing. We could do that.
Or,
but what about those little Doozer guys?
Let's
Does that seem like a thing?
Let's use their subservient race.
Let's do that. Maybe downplay the slaves a little bit.
I just really, really hope there's like a really old one being like, this is bullshit. Back in my day, we had to wear BDSM harnesses and hard hats, and we liked it. Because I'm sorry. They wore free. Like, do you remember that sci-fi movie with Sean Connery where he had like the red X and the speedo?
Zardoz.
On? Zardoz, yeah. They basically had that in yellow with hard hats. That is what the Doozers wore.
Oh, I remember.
Ah, and booties.
Dave, you are not far off. Fraggle Rock, the series, started in 1983.
I was going to say 82,
it's 31 years old.
Sweet God.
Running up to 1987.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yet, it was in syndication my entire childhood.
Yeah, basically.
And I was watching it when it was on TV.
Other news, CAPTCHA is dead. Or will be dead at this point, because there's an AI company, Vicarious, that claims it has developed an algorithm to pass the test about 90% of the time. So now, basically, it's null and void and can be hacked, so now they have to evolve CAPTCHA.
Huh.
Wow.
Okay, so snap. So no more type the word that you see in the picture, and it's all wobbly letters.
Can I type two words in the picture, though?
Yeah.
Will that work?
Two steps?
Yeah.
I think that's foolproof.
But it's this article that was in Popular Science actually was talking about different potential futures. One would be a two-step verification or games where you have to actually solve a puzzle, draw shapes, or describe pictures.
Solve a puddle.
Kool-Aid,
I think.
A timer that has to, you know, form can only be filled out so quickly, so if it's filled out too quickly, then it's denied. My favorite, the one that is actually referred to as the honeypot, where it does something that...
Where dances on screen?
No, where the bot tricks itself into revealing that it's a bot.
So are you a robot?
The algorithm goes undercover and reveals, yes, this person is, in fact, a bot. And then using a camera to also detect stuff. So Popular Science has some interesting thoughts.
Wow.
A fascinating little thing that's going to be launching, I believe, next week is the WWE Network, where you can stream every single pay-per-view that WWE, WCW, ECW has ever produced. So any pay-per-view that is in their library, you can stream.
Stream for purchase, rental, subscription cost.
Netflix
cost. Style.
Yeah, Netflix style.
Oh, wow.
$10 a month.
Yep.
Well, that's actually a pretty damn good deal.
And that covers your current pay-per-views as well, which are usually $50 to
$60
a pop. So $10 a month will save you potentially over the course of the year something like $1,200.
If you bought everything,
If you bought every pay-per-view that they put out.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. They're launching like a test one, I believe, next week. And
Monday, I believe.
Monday? Mm-hmm. Okay. And it'll start with 1,000 hours of content already ready to go, which is pretty impressive for a beta, basically.
1,000, that's a big number.
It is.
You can't argue with it.
That's like 100 10 times.
I know, right?
My God.
Mind-blowing. But I thought it was kind of cool.
One more story that I have that is has interest within the room. The final season of Disney's Star Wars animated series will run on Netflix, not on cable. It's the final season of Star Wars Clone Wars, and it's actually going to be available beginning March 7th on Netflix. It ran for 5 seasons previous, so this is the last one.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah. But it's I believe it says it's going to be available for binge release rather than what Amazon Prime is doing and Hulu is doing, where it's step by step by step by step.
We can finally see Spider Darth Maul not be Spider Darth Maul.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know nothing of the series. There you go. Yeah. I know it exists, though, so I was just like, oh, hey.
I just get the sense, from what I understand about it, I haven't watched it much myself, but I get the sense that they are trying desperately to get rid of everything that was happening in the Star Wars world before Disney bought Lucasfilm.
Pretty much.
So they're like, can we get rid of these episodes we've already made on Netflix? Yes, let's do that. Because I do not want to air them on actual TV for people to watch.
The funny thing about it, though, is when they ended the Clone Wars, a lot of people were going, what the fuck? Like, yeah, this is where you're ending it? This is how you're wrapping up your loose ends? And at the time, they said, yeah. And now, you know, with the announcement of a new season.
I'm somewhat surprised that they're adding the entirety of their show on Netflix immediately. Cartoon Network, when they added all their stuff to Netflix, they've only so far put on the first season of so many.
Bullshit.
I know. I'm just desperately waiting for season two of Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, and I haven't seen it yet.
On sale now, like $5 a Target. I'm just saying.
That's only for the first 13 episodes. It's a 26-episode season. I don't want to get halfway through it and not know what's happening.
The suspense would literally kill you.
It would.
You think, based on how long ago all those episodes had appeared on Netflix, that it would kind of turn over. It's like,
it's been a pretty good while since Cartoon Network's library started uploading.
Exactly, yeah.
And they added a very odd amount of episodes for some of their shows, like Batman Brave and the Bold is two seasons, but not the third. Powerpuff Girls is two or three, but not the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But some of their most popular shows, the Adult Swim type of shows, are... like Venture Brothers, one season.
Though, interesting thing with Adventure Brothers is I had purchased Adventure Brothers through iTunes, and I got the library that way, but there was an episode on Netflix that I had never seen up until the point that it was uploaded, which was the first episode, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's an odd... I wish that they would make it more clear on Netflix. Hey, we got new episodes coming up.
That would be nice.
Like a newsletter.
Well,
I did randomly get an email a little while ago. Hey, this show you watched season one of, we just got season two. And I'm like, I watched season one like 16 months ago. I don't even know what happened at this point.
Yeah.
I had to Wikipedia to figure out where I was.
Yeah.
It would be nice to try to track those things. And there are so many sites out there that track, okay, here's what's coming to Netflix and here's what's, you know, on its way out and all of those things. But at the same time that it, you know, you have to kind of wander through your own library to find out, you know, what are you actually looking for versus just the massive junk and garbage that also is kind of randomly thrown into the mix at this point.
I don't know what it was. One of my buddies was telling me about, excuse me, an app for Google Chrome that apparently, like, if you see something, you can click it and it'll tell you if it's on Netflix or not.
Huh.
It's basically almost like a library scanner.
Because the other app I've heard of, it's like a random episode app where you click on it, it takes you to a random episode of a random show on Netflix. It's just to introduce you to something new if you just kind of want to...
It's stumble it's upon like for Netflix. Yeah.
Exactly.
Huh.
And it's a Chrome extension as well.
Do you know what it's called?
No. I remember reading about it, but I know that if I threw too much chance into the wind on that, stumble upon has failed me so many times in terms of videos that not even expressing that which I like to try to dictate whether or not it'll steer me the right way could be pretty disastrous.
Well, on Netflix, you could get a random episode of The Ghost Whisperer, which, I mean, there's some merit there, right?
You're a ghost.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
Spoilers.
If I talk this loud, I don't think people around me can actually hear me, but maybe you can hear me, ghost.
He's a ghost. Spoiler, season two.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Oh, no, I'm a ghost.
Why are all ghosts opera singers?
I don't know.
And they have a lot of time, I guess.
No one
on their
knows.
Hands, you know?
I just...
Producer Katie had a point.
She said opera singers are the only ones who have unresolved conflicts from their lives.
I just remember being really, really tired watching, I think it might have been Ghost Whisperer or something, and at the end I was really expecting like Shaggy and Scoob to come. Hey, Scoob! Like, zoop! Oh no, it was Mr. Moriarty, the crazy janitor from next door's kitten ranch. And I would have gotten away with it too if not for you meddling kids.
Well, meddling Jennifer Love Hewitt. I mean, that's really what's happening here.
Yeah.
She's allowed to meddle, though.
I'd say. I mean, that's her meddling was the entire premise of the show, yeah. If I remember.
I was going to make a I'd meddle her comment, but I don't find her that attractive.
She's like Velma, Daphne, Fred, Shaggy, and Scooby all rolled into one mystery solving.
And that makes expert. It weird.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, bring me a sandwich.
I bet she eats a sandwich in one of the episodes.
I'm pretty positive she would.
Was on for 6 years. She might have ate two sandwiches.
Yeah.
Although, never gone to the bathroom. Well, same as Jack Bauer.
Well, he's got 24 hours. I mean, he can hold it, right? I mean,
you know why that series ended? Hours. He died.
Bladder infection.
Exactly. To the nth degree.
You hold it for 7 days straight. That's tough. That is tough.
Yeah. So,
there isn't much news otherwise.
Ah.
But, okay. I was trying to think if there's anything really coming up in terms of future streaming fun. But, nothing's jumping to mind. So, I guess I have to ask Nick, Dave, if anything's really, come across your streaming palette recently.
Yeah, what are you watching these days?
Nick, would you like...
Okay. Or listening to?
I have been using the iTunes radio a lot more, which has been weird, but interesting to see what it'll pick up. That has not been the highlight, though. Pandora, actually, has been doing wonders lately when I've had some of my channels on and whatnot, bringing in new artists and playing very little of the actual artist that I started the channel with, which has been a lot of fun. I started a couple doo-wop channels and found a couple modern bands that are doo-wop cover bands and whatnot, which is pretty cool. And I know James is going to give me endless amounts of shit for this, but the WWE app... I have it on my phone, and you know, you have access to a bunch of the videos and shit from WWE website, including NXT, which is actually what I primarily use it for when it's a really, really slow day at work because our computer at work sucks. So I'll watch NXT or I'll watch a match or whatnot, and it's coming real handy. If you're a wrestling fan, it actually lives up to the hype. As much as I hate to give Michael Cole any props, but yeah, no, it's a really nice little feature. And like I said, with the WWE Network coming out for wrestling fans, there's just going to be so much streaming content available, which is really cool and really exciting. I'm curious to see if that'll yank it off of Netflix, because there's WWE documentaries and you know.
Maybe their contract will kind of lapse a crossover temporarily where things will be available on both platforms, but then they'll just run out on Netflix.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of curious about. But I don't know. Exciting time to be a wrestling fan, to have that type of video library accessible at
your whim.
Yeah, because that's a shitload of wrestling.
Recently for me, I mean, I watch my weekly TV shows on Hulu. I spend most of my... I probably stream something every day. I watch everything on Hulu that I can. I just finished Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries Season 1. It's an Australian show set in the 1920s about a flapper who solves mysteries. It's the most expensive show that, like, the public station in Australia has ever produced. It cost $1 million Australian per episode. It is pretty amazing.
So it's like the Downton Abbey of Australia?
Exactly.
There we go.
It was really good. I watch a lot of YouTube. I have all my favorite channels, board game reviews, Geek and Sundry, Dice Tower, places like that. I'm constantly watching a different review or a different book or what's going on. And then Spotify. Mm-hmm. I Spotify every day in every way.
Nice.
I pay for the monthly
Ditto.
Thing for... I mean, some people still rag me for, like, why are you paying for this when you could just use it on your computer? But on my phone... It's just inarguable.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
I plug it in my car and then I cruise, and I'm using less data than I would be using my iTunes Match to get my own library.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, on YouTube, I've recently been binge watching Black Nerd Comedy, the channel. It's hilarious if you're a fan of comics, pop culture, any 80s cartoon show. The host is Andre. He's a black nerd. And it's fantastic. I've been watching a lot of it as of late. Toy Fair 2014 is going on. He's not so much covering that, but that's why I'm on YouTube a lot, is because a lot of those features have been popping up from some of my favorite reviewers and whatnot. But he's also been popping up stuff related to, like, the new Turtles movie from Michael Bay, and talking about how angry he is that our first look is from toys and not a trailer and all that stuff.
Right.
And it's fun. You should check it out.
Cool. Well, actually, we are bumping up right about at the time where we should jump to commercial before we play a little bit of Movie Bluff. So we
and
will
scene.
Be back. Woo.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. This is Dan Whalen. Thank you very much for listening to the Buffering Podcast, episode 118, which Adam Erdman and I taped on February 18th, 2014 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota with our guests Nick and Dave. Now, you've already heard the conversation portion of that as we move into Movie Bluff shortly, but before we get to that, there are a couple things that I need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find all of the articles that Adam and I are writing, photos of our guests, an archive of all of our episodes, plus bonus tracks. Excuse me. Bonus tracks, including mic checks, games that we play after the show, conversations we have before and after the show. All of that is available, bufferingpodcast.com. Go check it out. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook, it's facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. Twitter, we're at Buffer Podcast, and for both of those, like us, follow us, and you'll get updates about the show, the website, release dates, teasers, photos, all of that fun stuff. Please indulge us and keep tabs on us. You can also find the Buffering Podcast online on iTunes as your subscription front by searching for Buffering Podcast or my name or Adam's name or any of our guests' names, past or present. Let's see. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio at stitcher.com. by searching for Buffering, or by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app for iOS, Android, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. And then, once again, thank you to Samuel Truth for our wonderful theme. Other than that, here is Movie Bluff. Enjoy.
I liked Iron Man.
Okay, so the shenanigans stands, actually.
Wow.
Oh.
What?
So that would be a point steal.
It would. It would indeed.
But things make sense at this point. We should probably jump right into this as soon as possible at this point. So just to remind everybody listening at home for buzz-ins, Adam, what's your buzz-in?
Thor.
Nick.
Hulk.
Dave.
Ow!
Sure.
That's for the audience at home.
Yeah.
So, starting off this round of Movie Bluff, I will say Gwyneth Paltrow movie.
Oh. Thor.
Dave.
Mm-hmm. Iron Man.
Movie.
Oh.
Dave.
Wow, fuck.
Buzz. Room for the steal.
That's embarrassing.
That's five again. Wow, that is embarrassing.
Mental block tonight.
Not even view from the top.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Not even Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Wow.
Was she in that?
No.
She was at the beginning. She was part of the Steven Spielberg
movie in a movie.
Movie in a movie. Okay.
Ivana Humpalot?
Something like that.
That was the chick from Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm on a golden toilet, baby, but it's just not in the cards. I was going to try and do an accent, but then my throat's like, fuck you.
It's like a lot of... It wasn't a lot of vagina. That was that's the first movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of vagina.
It's been a while since I've refreshed myself.
But still, she was in Austin Powers, so...
It's been at least a month.
Yeah, we'll go that way. So instead, we will start with Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie.
Oh!
Dave.
Batman The Dark Knight Rises.
Movie.
Oh. Thor.
Dave.
Brick.
Movie.
Thor.
Adam.
Inception.
Movie.
Thor.
Adam.
500 Days of Summer.
Cast.
Oh.
Dave.
Zooey Deschanel.
Movie.
Thor.
Adam.
Elf.
Movie.
Oh.
Dave.
New Girl.
Movie.
Oh, my gosh. What?
That's five.
Crap.
So, Nick, I'm trying to...
See, this is so fast. I feel like a tennis match that I'm not even really watching the ball. I don't even know what's happening. I understand it intellectually, but it's happening in such split second. I'm pretty sure I play these games and I think, I'm not going to answer unless I actually know. I don't think this is how this game is actually working for most people.
I'm going to throw a curve in here in this first few minutes. I'm going to give both Dave and Adam 3-second handicaps. Just to, they have to wait 3 beats before they can buzz in. So we'll see if that gets you onto the playing field here.
It's scary.
It is.
We're like the Williams sisters.
Thor!
Oh!
Thor!
Oh!
Thor!
Oh!
Thor!
Oh!
Thor!
Oh!
Thor!
So, your neighbors are going to think we're having some really weird sex over here.
No. Woo! All right, yeah. Party. So, Giggity. Going on.
So, I will say Harrison Ford movie.
Hulk.
Nick.
Witness.
Movie.
Hulk.
Oh, yeah. You got
the three.
Yep. Nick.
Air Force One.
Movie.
Hulk.
Go ahead.
Star Wars.
Could you be more?
A New Hope.
Thank you. Movie.
Hulk.
Go ahead.
7 days and seven nights.
Cast.
Hulk.
Go ahead.
Anne Heche.
Movie. That 5 seconds for everybody.
Anne Heche.
Worked myself into a corner that time, but I knew it was going somewhere.
Well, wasn't she the...
She's in the Psycho remake.
Oh, yeah.
Should have had that one.
Yeah.
Nope.
So now I'm going to bring it down to two, because I think after about two seconds, you're right about there. So let's go random turn. Jim Carrey movie.
Hulk.
Go ahead.
Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Cast.
Hulk.
Go ahead.
Courtney Cox.
Movie.
Oh. Thor.
Dave. Friends.
Hey, you didn't wait 2 seconds.
I did too. He made the second slappy noise.
It's on me. It's on me. So I'm going to say movie.
Are we still on Courtney Cox?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh? Okay.
Oh. Yeah, come on.
I'll give it to you, so go ahead.
Cougar Town.
Damn it.
Movie.
And now it went away.
Yeah.
Scream?
Yeah, there we go. Damn it.
I was stuck in TV land. I was trying to come up with that two-season FX show she had.
I was
Dirt.
I was going to say... Yeah. Dirt. I was actually was going dirt. To say Scrubs.
Okay, so we will branch out into some familiar territory, and I will say... Ready to Rumble cast.
Oh!
Dave.
Diamond Dallas Page.
K. cast.
This isn't familiar territory.
Oh!
Dave.
Booker T.
I'm trying to... I was hoping it'd go somewhere. Cast.
Hulk. David Arquette.
Damn. Movie.
Hulk. Scream Nick. 2.
Movie.
Oh!
Dave.
Eight-legged freaks. That's right.
Oh my god.
That's what I was actually thinking up too. Movie.
Oh.
Go ahead.
WCW Slamboree.
All right. Movie.
Damn it.
Five. I know this is more chick flick, but Never Been Kissed. He was the brother who
he was the funny guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He was the cool guy.
Was he in Men in Black at any point?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
No.
No.
Hmm. I'm thinking of him in the place of like Tony Shalhoub or I can't think of who played him in the second one.
Because Shalhoub
was only in the first one. Who gets his head blown up?
Yeah. That wasn't him again?
I didn't think
it looked a lot like him.
I think that was the point. They were like, oh, I can't get Shalhoub.
They did a good job.
They did.
Yeah, there you go. It is kind of chest level at the other point. So let's do something. Okay. Open market here. The Simpsons cast.
Oh!
Dave.
Hank Azaria.
Cast.
Oh!
Dave.
Dan Castellaneta.
Remember that, you know, guest stars. Cast.
Thor. Oops,
that, sorry. Thor. Two. There you go. Take it.
Mark Hamill.
Thor.
Cast.
Oh.
Dave.
Phil Hartman.
Movie.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Small Soldiers.
Cast.
Oh.
See, I'm not sure what sometimes your O is really an O or an O.
Tommy Lee Jones.
I'll give it to you just to keep the game going. Sorry. Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones movie.
Oh.
Thor.
That's Dave.
Men in Black.
Birds for slaps.
Movie.
Hulk.
Thor.
Nick.
Batman Forever.
Movie.
Oh.
Dave.
The Fugitive.
Movie.
Thor.
Adam.
No Country for Old Men.
Cast.
Hulk.
Nick.
Javier Bardem.
Nice.
Fuck. Movie.
Thor.
Adam.
Skyfall.
Cast.
Hulk.
Nick.
Daniel Craig.
Movie.
Thor.
Yes.
The Golden Compass.
I'll say cast. So I thought somebody else
It's our manager. Nicole Kidman.
I already gave you one.
Okay. Yeah, that's passed.
Because I would actually like to know from Katie what our scores are.
This many.
That many. If you could, because I have to adjust the camera.
Katie has not been keeping score.
My voice has to. No, I just don't want to talk. Anyway, Adam is presently in third with 7 points. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Nick is presently in second with 13 points. And Dave, you have 17 points but one negapoint, so you are sitting at 16 points.
Oh. Wait, what did I get a negative point for?
Towards the beginning, you buzzed in and you didn't have an answer.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
Woo! Okay, so we will definitely play to a nerdy note as well on this one and say Billy West movie.
Thor.
Oh.
Adam.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. I was thinking of a different Billy.
What,
no? Wow. No, just give me the nega point.
I was thinking
of Billy D. Williams.
Too many Billys.
I was like, wait, what?
Who's Billy West?
Dave gets the steal.
I killed that so hard. Sorry.
That hurt my brain for a second. Like, I was just like, I can't say anything against.
Is it Billy Piper?
Billy Piper is Rose Tyler.
Okay, so random turn on this.
Billy's are hard.
Tom Green movie.
Thor? The Tom Green Show.
Movie.
Oh.
Thor.
Road Trip.
Cast.
And the crowd goes, ooh.
Five.
Never seen it.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I just remember that. Him licking his finger for some odd reason from the trailer. He does that, and then you hear, ah! And he goes, I told you. That's what you got out of that?
Yeah. That's really what you kept over all these years?
That's what that movie was all about.
Yep.
Pretty much. I wouldn't doubt it.
Andy Dick was in that movie. I know that.
Hmm.
So let's go to something else. Let's say Ghostbusters cast.
Hulk.
Nick.
Dan Aykroyd.
Cast.
Thor.
Adam.
Bill Murray.
Cast.
Oh.
Dave.
Ernie Hudson.
Movie.
Oh.
Ernie Hudson.
Psych.
Cast.
Oh.
Dave.
James Rodet.
Cast.
Oh.
Dave.
Dulé Hill.
Movie.
Oh.
Dave.
West Wing.
Cast.
Oh.
Dave.
Martin Sheen.
Movie.
Oh.
Dave.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Cast.
Oh.
Dave.
Andrew Garfield.
Movie.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Doctor Who.
Cast.
What?
Oh.
Never mind.
Dave.
David Tennant.
Movie.
Oh.
Dave.
Oh, shit. The Pirates.
Oh,
The Pirates.
Yeah, I gotcha. Movie.
Thor.
Adam.
Hamlet.
Movie.
Oh.
Go ahead.
The Graham Norton Show.
Cast.
Oh. Thor.
Dave by hair.
Graham Norton.
Cast.
Thor.
Adam.
Will Smith.
Movie.
Hulk.
Nick.
Independence Day.
Cast.
Oh.
Thor.
Jeff Goldblum.
Cast.
Hulk.
Nick.
Bill Pullman.
Cast.
Thor. Jada Pinkett Smith.
Cast.
Hulk.
The aliens.
Dennis Quaid.
Movie.
Hulk.
Nick.
Christmas Vacation. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I'll say movie again.
For Dennis.
Dennis Quaid fans.
Thor.
Oh, yep.
In Good Company.
Cast.
Oh. Thor.
God, Katie, ruling.
Adam, because Dave snuck in right before you actually hit the second one.
Thank you.
Ah, sneaky Dave. Adam. Topher Grace.
Movie.
Hulk.
Nick.
Spider-Man 3.
Movie.
Tobey Maguire.
Thor. Oh. Thor. 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 Thor.
We have to add him on that one.
Yeah. Ocean's 12.
Movie.
Oh. We're still on Topher Grace.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. That 70s show.
Cast.
Hulk.
Thor.
Nick.
Ashton Kutcher.
Cast.
Oh.
Dave.
Laura Prepon.
Movie.
Hulk.
Nick.
Orange is the New Black.
Cast.
Oh, yeah.
Hulk.
Nice.
Go
Kate
ahead.
Mulgrew.
Cast.
Oh.
Pushing it.
Okay.
I was hoping somebody would come up with Jason Biggs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or.
About him.
What's her name? Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
You mean Voyager.
Voyager.
That's Kate
that was Kate Mulgrew.
Oh, okay,
Mulgrew.
Good.
She's the captain.
Yeah. Good.
Captain
James. See, I thought I'd recognize the name, but you got
Catherine
it.
Catherine Mulgrew.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of like Stevie Nicks.
Well, you know.
Let's go.
All right, so let's lift the what? Lift the
handicap?
Sure.
Let's go to one.
Okay.
Just for fun. 1 second apiece. And I will say Groundhog's Day cast.
Oh,
Thor.
Nick.
Bill Murray.
Cast. No.
Ah, boy.
Andy McDowell. McDowell.
Damn it.
I knew it was Andy. Like, I couldn't come up with their last name.
Yeah. I was like, Andy McMillan. That's not right.
Or the other guy.
Cabin Boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the cameraman.
Elliot.
And Bill Murray's brother who plays
Sandler?
The mayor.
Sandler?
No, something Elliot, maybe?
Yeah. Chris Elliott.
Chris Elliott. There you go.
And Bill Murray's brother is the mayor.
Yes.
I don't know if Bill Murray's brother would really work.
Yeah,
I'd
be like Paul Murray.
Murray.
Something
Murray.
Doyle Murray.
Larry Murray.
No, it,
Patrick?
Brian Doyle Murray.
Brian Doyle
Wow.
Murray. Brian Murray. Phil Murray.
So close. So let's say Chevy Chase movie.
Thor.
Adam.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Movie.
Thor.
Adam.
Red
Community.
Cast.
Thor.
Adam.
Back to Alison Brie.
Cast.
Hulk.
Nick.
Donald Glover.
Movie. The Muppet Movie.
There we go. I was going to say Glover.
Or...
I still haven't seen the Muppet movie.
Damn it, you're taking the Blu-ray home with you.
Okay.
It's a good movie. Son of a gun.
Comes out next week.
No, I don't.
I also have a digital copy, so I'm covered. I'm safe. But let's
one
start.
One time.
Let's start with the Jason Segel movie.
Oh.
Thor.
That is Dave.
How I Met Your Mother.
Movie.
Thor. Thor. There.
Okay.
See? Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Movie.
Thor. Freaks and Geeks.
Cast.
Thor. James Franco.
Go. I was so ready. Movie.
Oh.
Dave.
Spider-Man 2.
Movie.
Oh.
Go ahead.
128 hours.
Movie.
I got nothing.
Pineapple Express.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which
was
I enjoyed moments, but not all.
I did not see it.
It was 127 hours.
That's what I was trying. I was
yeah.
like... Doesn't seem right, but I'm not certain.
Yeah,
because I didn't see that either.
I saw it, but I just remember half the time going ow.
Oh, look painful.
So I would say it's one more time to update on points, Katie.
Okay, still in third. Adam, you have 22 points with one negapoint, so you're at 21.
For Billy West. Sorry.
Nick in second place with 24 points. Dave, a certain number.
I don't even get a count.
You don't get a count.
37. Yeah.
20.
Because you have 38 and you have one nega point, so you're at 37. Okay. Yay. Sweet. That's the scores. Get the microphone out of my face.
Okay.
Snap.
There we go. So we have time for one or two more runs at this. So we'll see what happens. Let's start with Zach Braff movie.
Oh,
Thor.
Dave.
Garden State.
Movie.
Oh.
Dave.
Scrubs.
Cast.
Hulk.
Nick.
Sarah Chalky.
Cast.
That's how you say her last name?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Cast.
Oh.
Dave.
Donald Faison.
Movie.
Oh.
Dave.
Clueless.
Cast.
Hulk.
Thor.
Nick.
Thor.
Paul Rudd.
Cast.
Thor. Oh.
Adam.
Alicia Silverstone.
Movie.
Oh.
Thor.
Dave.
Batman and Robin.
Movie.
Hulk.
Nick.
Brendan Fraser.
Five. Buzz. For the steal, anybody?
Thor.
Adam.
Blast from the Past.
That's what I was thinking of.
Cast.
Oh.
Thor.
Dave.
Brendan Fraser.
Cast.
Thor. Christopher Walken.
Let's go with movie.
Oh. Thor.
Batman Returns.
Movie.
Thor. A View to a Kill.
Movie.
Thor.
Oh.
That's Adam.
Hairspray.
Movie.
Oh.
Dave.
Click.
Cast.
Oh.
Thor.
That was
Adam Sandler.
Yes, it was. Let's go with movie.
Thor. Waterboy. You already answered a few before that slap.
Yeah, it was on the clap. Both of you have been doing on the clap. So we'll just drop it. It's okay. Already happening anyway.
Thor.
So, Adam.
What?
Adam.
Thank you. Waterboy.
Movie.
Thor.
Oh.
This is me.
Yeah, it's Adam.
What?
Big Daddy.
Buy a hair. Cast.
Oh.
Dave.
Rob Schneider.
Cast.
Who plays?
Five. John Stewart was the dad.
Oh, that's right.
Wanders up at the end. Oh.
Ah.
I was hoping somebody would get that, but nope.
Back when he had color in his hair.
Yeah, a little bit. Let's go with one more round. And I... Stab. Yes? Yep. Okay.
For Big Daddy?
No.
Oh.
She had a concept. Oh. So I will instead say Monument Men cast.
Thor. Oh.
That
John,
was Adam.
John Goodman.
Cast.
Hulk.
Nick.
Bill Murray.
Cast.
Hulk.
Nick.
George Clooney.
Movie.
Thor.
Adam.
Ocean's 11.
Movie.
Oh.
Dave.
Batman and Robin.
Movie.
Thor.
Adam.
Up in the Air.
Movie.
Thor.
Adam.
It's been long enough. Ocean's 12.
Wait, has it?
It has.
I thought it... Okay.
Cast.
Thor.
Adam.
Matt Davis.
Movie.
Thor.
Adam.
Born Identity.
Movie.
Hulk.
Nick.
Good Will Hunting.
Movie.
Thor.
Adam.
Dogma.
Cast.
Thor.
Adam.
Ben Affleck.
Cast.
Oh.
Dave.
Kevin Smith.
Cast.
Thor.
Oh.
Adam.
Alanis Morissette.
Cast.
Oh.
Thor.
George Carlin.
Movie.
Oh.
Dave.
Shining Time Station. Bringing it back.
Movie.
George Carlin?
Yep.
He was the conductor.
Five. Yeah,
I know he was, but...
That was five. I mean, yeah. Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was going to say Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, but I didn't know if that would count in
that,
the trilogy.
That would count as a trilogy. We were one more away from that. But now is actually a good time for us to do plugs. So, Dave, do you have anything coming up Friday or thereafter that you want to plug? So that'd be the 21st on?
Not really. Coming up in a few weeks, end of April, so quite a few weeks, is C2E2 down in Chicago, Illinois. Mindwave Comics will be tabling there the following weekend. Wizard World Minneapolis hits the Twin Cities. I will be there as well. And the week after... The following week is SpringCon, the MCBA SpringCon, which I will also be tabling at. Other than that, keep your eye out at mindwavecomics.com or follow us on Twitter or Facebook or soon-to-be Instagram. Take a look. It's in our books. were a literal reading rainbow. On that note, Nick?
Ooh. Coming up. You know, in the exciting world of my life, I'm going to play some board games this weekend. So, you know, there's that.
What board games
are you trying
play?
Anything new? Or?
Yeah, we've been playing Eldritch Horror, the spinoff of Arkham Horror, which is with also has Elder Sign.
Nice, yeah.
So it's a much more story-driven game. So we're looking to get a game or two of that in this weekend.
Cool.
Very much a less dice rolling and the sameness, but more every card, every mystery is a story, oh. Which is fun.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Is that the one we played at Jeans?
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't remember the name of it.
It's a good one. Brand new. Couple months.
Adam, how about you?
Okay. I'll throw a plug out there for Assassin's Creed 4 because it's amazing. And I just recently started playing, and it is very difficult to put down. And there are sea shanties, and the shanties are wonderful. They get stuck in my head. They've been stuck in my head like all day, every day, since I started playing, which is not a bad thing. There are worse things to have stuck in your head.
Well, yeah, that's not disagreeable at all.
Yeah.
That's very true.
No. So, and then... What else do I want to plug?
Madness is Monday the 24th.
Yes. Madness, hosted by the Unit Collective, is going to be Monday the 24th of February. It's going to be awesome. It's been a while since I've talked about this, so I'll just give you a quick rundown. The writers from the Unit Collective each write a little 10-minute play, and then they hand the scripts to actors who rehearse it for a half hour, and then they perform it the same night. And it's really awesome. Oh, no.
Busted.
But, yeah, it's really a great time, and I believe it'll be at 7 o'clock or 7:30. Just show up there at 7 o'clock. You'll be safe. And it's at the Playwright Center over on Franklin. So highly recommended. I have been in the audience and participated many times, and it's a great time. And I would totally go if I could. So, yeah. Go check it out. And then you can also find me on Twitter at ADAMERDMANN. And you can not find out what I've been listening to lately, music-wise, on Last.fm because I still have to get my iTunes figured out. But anyway, Dan, what do you have for us?
I've endorsed it before. I'll endorse it again. The Lego Movie is fantastic. Just go see it.
Fantastic.
I second that again.
Third.
Yes.
For some reason, we were trying to convince Frank last week, and he said that for some reason it would be revealing that he is internally a child, which is somehow a bad thing. And
he thinks people can't tell that? I'm sorry. Frank, I love you, but dude, yeah. You are a man child.
Yeah, basically. So it was a weird fight, but I definitely endorse that.
It is awesome.
I convinced him.
Other than that, House of Cards Season 2 is available on Netflix. Definitely check that out. Haven't had a chance myself, but I definitely am going to dive in shortly. Other than that, you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N. So, Nick, Dave, thank you very much for joining us for episode 118.
Woo! My pleasure.
And we will see everybody next week for 119.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen, and good night.
Woo!
Wait, who won?
And farewell.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
points.
Yeah, who did win?
Let's worry about things for a second.
Wait a second.
Does it really matter? Yes.
I'm just curious.
So,
I had a run in the end.
Nick had 23 points. He had 24, but he had one negative point. Yeah. Let's see. Adam had 39 points, but one nega point. So you had 38. Dave, you had 52 points. We had one nega point. So you had 51. But we had some producer Katie points added in. So Adam received 3 I love you points.
What?
And 2 Thor points.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Dave got 5 I'm sorry for the cough syrup vodka.
Thank you for that, by the way. Actually made my throat feel better.
Nick got 5 Hulk smash points.
Smash.
But in a surprise turnaround, I got 1,528 birthday points.
Oh, my God.
So then somehow I won the game. So
what?
That seems fair.
Damn it.
That seems fair. Can't argue with that.
It was a small lead, but somehow I pulled it out. I don't know.
But you hosted.
That's the kind of win you never see
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, I guess. Exactly.
Hurrah.
Everything is
awesome. Woo. Way to go, Jack.
But yes.
Indeed.
We'll have fun next week as well. With the Irish jig thing.
And wait, now, goodbye for real.
Yeah.
Peace.